My name is Michaela Jordan Murray from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
Radio Theater 3 p.m. Thursdays on WGXC Creative Community Radio.
Radio Theater Program. Tonight on Radio Theater, Orson Welles goes camping naked with a bearskin rug. And Amos and Andy and Raggedy Ann and Andy get together and they have Amos and Raggedy Ann and Andy show. That'll be fun. Also, tiny children saying things they can't quite pronounce. That is a really good part of the show. Radio Theater.
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson Senior High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, but mostly books we love.
Bookish things. And today we're also talking about our bookish radio show and the wonderful WGXC that allows us to meet up every Monday to talk about books with you, the listeners.
Yep.
In our community and elsewhere. There's listeners everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we're in the Radio Everywhere pledge drive.
Yes. The pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate.
Yes, and we're trying very hard to raise $25,000 to help WGXC stay on the air, continue offering fabulous community programming.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bound by Books and other favorites. What are some of your favorite shows, Emmy?
I like my dad's show where he plays a ton of different kinds of music. It's very fun because he has very diverse music tastes.
Yeah, shout out to Izzy. And when's your dad's show on?
It's on Sundays.
It's like two Sundays a month, right?
Yes, I believe it is.
And it's Izzy's Afternoon Delight. And it's a delight to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that WGXC allows for DJs to play so eclectically, so that you're not turning on the radio and just hearing the same songs over and over again, like you sometimes do with radio stations out there. But here you turn it on, and unless you know you're turning it on for a particular show, you never know what you're going to hear when you turn on the radio.
Yeah.
Very eclectic lineup, and not just music shows, but also talk shows on all different topics. So we talk about books, there's health-based shows, there's political shows, issue shows. The afternoon show is always fun. Mm-hmm. Lots of interesting guests.
It's been too long since I've been on here. I've had so many things to do after school recently. I've had Algebra 2 review. But now that test is over, passed it.
Yay, congrats.
Yes. So now I can be back doing this show.
So what is it about having a radio show that's exciting or important to you?
It's like being able to get my voice out there and being able to talk about stuff I like. It's fun. It's just, that's the most basic reason of it. It's fun to talk about books and do that every Monday.
I have fun too. And I've lucked out. I've been able to be on the show because unlike the youth here, I don't age. I stay the same age. I'm an adult forever. but I've been on the show since, I think, 2011 is when the station launched, and so I've had the opportunity to co-host the show with an amazing lineup of youth like Amelia and Fahim and Ingrid and Antonia and Gina and Mamuda and Moshi and Sophie and Quinn and Maddie. I'm sure I'm missing people.
All the generations.
Mamuda too. Did I say her? Well, lots of great youth that come on to talk about books, and it's really exciting to both have be able to have a show on the radio that's dedicated to books, but also to have a youth show. I love that we hear so many youth voices on the radio here. I know some of your classmates have shows about video gaming, and
yes, my friend Mackenzie and I believe one of my other friends named Calvin, I think, do a gaming show.
That's cool. There's a really cool...
Where they talk about pop culture stuff and, like, card games, and I'm pretty sure they talk about Magic. That's why I see them playing
a lot. The Gathering?
I'm completely lost when it comes to that game, but yes, I believe that's one of the games they talk about.
Very fun.
I see kids playing it at my school lunch table in the morning, and I'm just like, you guys are insane. I don't know how you guys keep track of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are different kinds of decks and all these cards, and I'm just like, what? There's... too much. I don't know how to keep track of it all. They've tried to teach me to play it. I've never gotten it to be able to. I've never understood.
Yeah, maybe someday, or maybe not.
Maybe, I
never know. But yeah, so We want to help keep WGXC on the air, keep youth voices on the air, keep this kind of eclectic programming going out over the airwaves. So we hope that you listening out there, if you haven't contributed yet to WGXC during the pledge drive, or if you have and you have it in your heart to give it a little bit more, I guess your heart and your wallet to give a little bit more, we hope you'll call in and show your support for community radio, hands-on radio, youth radio, bookish radio, fun radio. We have fun here.
Yeah.
So what are those numbers they can call if they want to call in and make a donation or a pledge?
They can call 518-697-7400, or they can go online to donate at wgxc.org/donate.
And donations are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by law. You can also get some premiums. If you donate $35 or more, you can get a nice little tote, WGXC tote bag that you can tote your books around in.
We got that if you're a reader like us, guys.
Yeah, there's some merch. I mean, yeah. You can get a bumper sticker for any pledge. You give a penny, you could get a pledge. It says any level, so donate a penny. Every little bit counts.
Get a bumper sticker.
As much as I dislike pennies, I will take them for WGXC.
Yes.
But yeah, so give a call, 518-697-7400, or go online at wgxc.org/donate. When you're on the website, you can check out all there is to offer there. You have the calendar of events. There's an audio archive where you can listen to all sorts of different shows. So if you haven't tuned into WGXC before and you want to know more about what's on, you can check out the schedule of shows and test out some episodes in the audio archive. You can search for Bound by Books and find all of our shows.
Yeah.
There's a newsroom. So much stuff on there. And of course, there's a button that you can hit to donate now to the pledge drive.
Yeah.
Again, every bit counts. Help us reach our goal of 25,000. We still have a ways to go. We're at about the 7,000 mark, tipped over that scale today, but we still have a ways to go. So please show your support. Call 518-697-7400 or visit online, wgxc.org.
Yay.
And now we're going to talk about some books for a little bit.
Like the name of our show entails.
Yeah, because we are bound by books.
Yes. The last show I think I was on, you talked about the book Blackfish City. And then the last show I was on before I had to start going to Algebra Review every Monday, we interviewed some of the authors from the book festival, including Sam J. Miller, who talked about Blackfish City also. And I literally finished reading it like maybe a couple hours ago before I came on here. And it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got to hear your thoughts on it, because I think when you talked about it, you were just about to start reading the book.
Yeah, I guess I talked about it on the show after, but you weren't here because of the dreaded Algebra Review. Or it's dreaded for me because I missed you, but maybe it wasn't as bad for you.
Hey,
especially
I passed,
since you passed.
So it, yeah.
But I loved it. I thought it was really fun and exciting, and I loved all of the different characters and how it skipped around. It's sort of each chapter is a different character.
I love it when people write chapters like that.
And I can't remember if it's from their perspective or if it's like an omniscient narrator that's just following them around.
It is an omniscient narrator, yeah. Third person, but it focuses on that character.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought it was great. Do you want to tell people what it's about?
Yes. Let's see. Let's read this description, because I'm bad at summarizing things. It says, after the climate wars, a floating city is constructed in the Arctic Circle, a remarkable feat of mechanical and social engineering, complete with geothermal heating and sustainable energy. The city's denizens have become accustomed to a roughshod way of living. However, the city is starting to fray along the edges. Crime and corruption have set in, and the contradictions of incredible wealth alongside direst poverty are spawning unrest, and a dangerous epidemic nicknamed the Breaks is spreading, ravaging the population. When a strange new visitor arrives, a woman riding an orca with a polar bear at her side, the city is entranced. The Orcamancer, as she's known, very subtly brings together four people, each living on the periphery, to stage unprecedented acts of resistance. By banding together to save their city before it crumbles under the weight of its own decay, they will learn shocking truths about themselves. And it is very good. I always love to read the description after I read the book, because then I'm like, oh, I get what that means now.
Yeah.
But yes, it is very good. Mm-hmm. And it is written like books like Young Elites and Unwind, where the chapters' names are number and then the characters'
And then I just saw afterwards. There was a chapter that's the podcast.
Oh, yes, there's City, a little podcast in this book.
I think it's
called City Without a Map that a lot of the characters listen to. And, like it's a podcast that I would listen to if it was real. Like, wow. Yeah. And it's a big part of the story as well. And every so often, in between big sections of the book, it's kind of like a way of splitting the books into parts. They do a, they write a, there's a little chapter of a thing from this fictional podcast they're all listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. And it starts to relate more and more to the story as it goes on.
Yay. But yeah, I liked it a lot. I'm glad you liked it too. Especially because we love Sam Miller.
Oh my gosh, Sam G. Miller's awesome.
He's an awesome person and an awesome author. He's and I love when awesome. The two things happen together.
And so now I've like actually read one of his books. I still haven't read The Art of Starving, but now I've like actually read one of his books, so I can like be up, go up to him and be like, hey, I read this now.
I did it. Yeah, we had Sam on the radio show back when The Art of Starving came out. When was that, in the fall?
I think it was in a fall, a fall-like season.
A fall-like season.
Yes, it was around that area of
time,
the year.
Or mild summer. Or mild winter. But yeah, I think it was in the fall. And it's just a really great book, and it's set in sort of a fictionalized Hudson, and it's there's aspects of it that are related to his childhood, but it is a fiction story about a fictional character.
I need to read that, because every time I read a book, if it doesn't say otherwise, like if it's in like an outlandish, like kind of sci-fi-ish book, like this book, Blackfish City, I do just think it's Hudson. Everywhere's Hudson where this character's going, because that's what I know. That's what I visualize in my mind. Yeah. And now when I do that with this book, it's going to be like semi-correct. I'm just like, it is Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
That was his debut novel, right?
Yes, yeah, it was. He's had some other work published in like collections of short stories and that sort of thing. But that was his debut published novel. Mm-hmm. and then he had Blackfish City come out this spring, so he's been on a roll.
Yeah.
And he's been getting really great reviews for both books. He won a Nebula Award for The Art of Starving, which is a major sort of sci-fi fantasy award.
That's cool.
So that's very exciting. And although getting the award itself was the most amazing thing, I'm sure, he also got to meet Telly Monster, because Telly Monster was hosting the show, and I was very jealous. I love Telly Monster. But, yeah, so congrats to Sam J. Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for writing all the good books.
That's awesome.
Well, not all of them. There's other good books, too. But he's written at least two
good
books.
He's written two very good books.
I'm sure his stories are wonderful, too. I haven't read them yet.
Uh-huh.
So I still have that to do. But yeah, so
and
actually one
this,
of
like at the sorry. Perfect moment, because now we're going to start reading book battle books.
Battle of the Books.
Yeah.
Yay. Before we talk about Battle of the Books, I just want to remind everyone that we're in the WGXC Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. We're raising $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air, offering wonderful programs by and for community members. We hope if you're out there listening that you will pick up the phone and dial in and pledge your support.
Dial 518-697-7400 or go online and donate at wgxc.org/donate.
And this is the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. We're highlighting how WGXC is everywhere. Both you can listen to it everywhere, especially you might not be able to get it on your radio everywhere, but you can log on to wgxc.org, or not even log on, just go to wgxc.org and click a little listen button and listen from wherever you are. I've listened to it from other states, maybe other countries. I can't remember if I've listened from other countries, but definitely other states. And the radio is also broadcast both from the Hudson studio where we are right now. There's also a broadcast from Acre across the way, Catskill. And then there's also remote broadcasts all throughout the region. We did a remote broadcast with Sam J. Miller, who Amelia was just talking about.
Yes, that was at the Hudson Library. Mm-hmm.
From the teen room for the special book fest.
We interviewed many, many authors there. Yeah, it was fun. Very fun.
And there's been shows all over the county, both Greene and Columbia counties, at different locations. I see that they're going to be at Catskill Point and the Freight Masters Building this Tuesday. Oh, that's tomorrow. for when the glass barge is going to anchor there. So they're going to have a broadcast from that site, which would be cool. There's also this new app that's out there that you can get if you have an iPhone. They haven't made an Android one yet. But it's an app where you can listen live. You can also do recordings that you can post. So a lot of community events are recorded and shared on WGXC as well.
Yes.
So lots of fun. We're everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
But yeah, so we hope that you will support WGXC in our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. Call 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Help us reach our goal, $25,000. We're at about $7,000 right now, so we have a bit left to raise.
Yep.
Help us out, please. Mm-hmm. Give a call in. And thanks to everyone who has pledged already. If you feel like pledging more, we will gladly accept your contribution and thank you.
Yes.
But we hope others will call in too. But yes, so Amelia was talking about the Battle of the Books.
Yeah.
Amelia is one of our team members for the Hudson Battle of the Books team,
mm-hmm.
where the teens read 5 books over the summer. That are shared 5 books that all the teams read, and then we have some trivia.
We have trivia, and we answer questions, and if we get enough questions right, we move on to other rounds, and maybe win.
Ooh. And they're always great books. Did you have a favorite book last year? Probably Young Elites.
You know it.
Is it Young Elites?
Yes, yes, yes. I want to read some other of Marie Lu's books, too, like mm-hmm. Legend and Prodigy, I think is the name. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I know she has a series like that, but I need something mm-hmm. to, like, fill the still existing void that Young Elites kind of left in my soul, and I think maybe some of her other works will do that for me after this Battle of the Books season.
After you get through this stack.
And also after my dad after I read The Art of Starving, and my dad also wants me to read Tales of the Peculiar, which is like mm-hmm. an extra book from the Miss Peregrine's series, mm-hmm. which I only read the first book of and wasn't that into. My dad loves the Peregrine series, Miss Peregrine's mm-hmm. Home for Peculiar Children.
The first
and he
one
says
was
that the Peculiar
book.
Tales extra book, you don't really need to know the whole series to read it and understand it. So he wants me to read that. And I want to read Art of Starving. And then maybe I'll read some other Marie Lu's books. My friend has still borrowed the first Young Elites book. I'm waiting for her to read it so that we can share in the pain. So I can like, now you got to read this one and the this pain. One. So I'm not alone. So I'm not alone from this ending.
Mm-hmm.
I love those books. I love them a lot.
Yeah. So when we came in today, I took out all the battle books for Amelia because I brought her stack of books to mm-hmm. choose from. And she picked one out right away. And she was like, if you couldn't guess, I'm reading this one first. And she was
yes,
already,
I'm sitting
she was starting
here literally
to read it
reading
in the
it.
Studio.
like before the show starts, I'm like, I'm reading this one first. I have kind of a policy to read one of the shortest books first before I go on to the one that I mm-hmm. Have that really catches my attention. The Raven Boy sounds very interesting. I think you've talked about before on this book.
Yeah,
and it looked really
one.
Short, but it's I think it's one of the longest ones here.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, I think Ask the Passengers Out by A.S. King, which is the book that Amelia was drawn to first, is a really wonderful book. And I think it's a pretty fast read. It's not short, but
it is.
There's something about the style of it that makes it a fast-paced read. I think there's some shorter
chapters.
It has chapters
these,
and
kind of spread-out sentences and words. It's not like those books that have really tiny print.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Some good-sized margins, you know.
Good-sized margins. You gotta have good-sized margins.
We love those.
It's 293 pages long. It looks very good. Looks interesting.
Do you want to read the description on that one for
sure.
The listeners, since we're talking all about it?
Mm-hmm. Says, first of all, there's this big sentence at the top, which is, how do you give your love away when no one seems to want it? Mm. Esther Jones spends hours lying on the backyard picnic table watching airplanes fly overhead. She doesn't know the passengers inside, but they're the only people who won't judge her when she asks them her most personal questions, like what it means that she's falling in love with a girl. Astrid can't share the truth with anyone else in her life. Her pushy mother, her uninterested father, and her overinterested friends wouldn't understand. But little does Astrid know just how much even the tiniest connection with the people at 30,000 feet will affect their lives and her own for the better. In this truly original portrayal of a girl who refuses to be labeled, Prince Honor author A.S. King offers hope to those struggling to break free of society's boxes and definitions. And it does say winner of the 2012 Los Angeles Times Book Prize in Young Adult Literature. And it has several good reviews here on the back.
Yeah.
And also several other books by A.S. King, like Reality Boy, Everybody Sees the Ants, History of the... Glory O'Brien's History of the Future, the mm-hmm. word was that print was very small. And then I can't read the line. Yes, it's an eye test. It's an eye test. I'm failing, just like real ones.
You almost have superhero eyesight, but you're just a tad shy because you couldn't read that one word. But yeah, it's a great book. I've read actually all of those books that you just mentioned by A.S. King, and as well as this one. And this is my favorite of hers so far. It's a very nice book. And she does a lot of her stuff reads like contemporary, but it has a lot of magical realism in it. And there's this whole aspect where she's talking to the people on the plains and trying to communicate with them, or send her love to them. And so you get to see there's little stories of the people on the plains and you get to decide if it's really happening or not. But yeah,
I've literally made it to page 5.
Yeah. And she's also in a philosophy class, and she starts she becomes friends with Socrates, starts sort of seeing him and
seems like a good person with him. To become friends with.
Yeah. They have an interesting relationship. She calls him Frank. But yeah, it's just a very fun book, and I hope you like it. I hope you like all the other ones.
If you could rename Greek philosophers.
Yeah. But yeah, we still have room on our team for more people. So if anyone listening out there is entering grades 9 to 12 or has recently graduated and would like to join our team, they can contact me at the library.
Yeah.
Or they can send us a love note through WGXC. Or not a love note, but a little secret note. Yeah. WGXC, but don't be too secret because we need to know how to reach you.
Yeah, that would be very fun.
But yeah, so we'd love to have people join our team. The books are all supplied, so some nice summer reading for us. But yeah, so we hope before we hand it off to the afternoon show, we just want to remind everyone to call and show your support for WGXC. Help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air. All the other lovely shows that we have here.
Yeah.
Like the afternoon show, who we're going to be handing it off to soon.
Yes.
We
feels
love
like
having
time flies so fast.
Community voices on the radio. If you out there are listening and have it in your heart and your wallet to support, please give a call or go online. Can you give them the pledge drive?
Yes,
contact
I can.
Info?
518-6... Wait, let's try that again. I stuttered a bit. 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate.
Yes, and a reminder for those listening, we're in the Radio Everywhere pledge drive. We're raising $25,000 for WGXC. We're at about the $7,000 mark, so we still have a ways to go, and every little bit counts. So please do call in and show your support, 518-697-7400. Or online at wgxc.org/donate, where you can also look around and see what's going on in the community and the calendar. You can check out the show schedule to see when your favorite shows are going to be on this week or this month. Check out the audio archives for recordings of past shows. You can also listen to community events that have been recorded as well. But most importantly, click the little red donate now button and help us reach our goal. But we're going to hand it off to the afternoon show. But thank you all for listening, and happy reading.